knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another edition of Talking Gotham. I am Mike from iWatchMike.com, which I just said. Alongside of me, I have Amy with VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hey, Mike. How are you doing this week?
I am doing...
Seeing it's only, like, what, Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm doing peachy, I think. It's just, I'm excited because Evil Dead... Ash versus the Evil Dead returns on Sunday, so I'm so stoked.
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
Yes, I can't wait. I love demons.
I know, but that's not the tweet I'm talking about. I'm talking about the tweet with you and your wife.
Oh yeah, that she had no clue what the Evil Dead was. Yeah, pretty much.
High five, Lisa.
I might be getting a divorce. I don't know.
No, you're not.
How did she not know about the Evil Dead? Well, she wasn't even born yet. I think she was barely born when that movie came out. But all right,
we're not gonna go there.
All right, we're here to talk about Gotham. Monday night episode, Mad City. It was Burn the Witch that aired on the 26th on Fox. I have my notes here. I pretty much have it by characters. That way, mm-hmm. We can kind of just boom, boom, boom. You know, it was like
that's good, because I wanted to talk about characters this episode.
Sweet. So let's jump into it. Don't forget, people. Amy and I are on iTunes. All you got to do is search "Talking Gotham" on iTunes, and you can find us there. We've been recapping the show since day one, and then you can check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. If you don't have iTunes, you can subscribe that way. And then, of course, our blogs, which we'll mention later on because we always post all our stuff there. So let's jump into it right now. Let's talk about – I have right here Bruce. Let's talk about Bruce. Episode kicks off. He's been kidnapped.
Yeah, he's been kidnapped by the people that's basically running his company.
And pretty much this whole part is they pretty much say, hey, we're not going to kill you or your friends. You back off. We keep doing our thing and everything. Let's just pretend nothing ever happened. You didn't open your big fat mouth and everything's fine.
But that's kind of cool that he bluffed. When he went into that meeting last episode, he was bluffing.
Oh, I know.
And I liked that.
But he got what he wanted. And Alfred makes a good point. You know, are you going to stick to your word and will they? Who do you think's not gonna stick to their word? Is it gonna be Bruce that's gonna be like, screw this, I'm still investigate? Or do you think it's gonna be them that are gonna do something?
It's gonna be Bruce.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I really think that Bruce is gonna try and then
put yourself in Bruce's situation.
Right.
Now, your father has this secret, you know, underneath the house and all this crazy stuff is happening. And now a guy walks into your house looking just like you.
Well, I mean, now that's definitely going to throw a monkey wrench into everything. Emo Bruce shows up at the end of the episode. He's like, don't hurt me. I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah. So what would you do?
I mean, maybe.
I would secretly keep doing it.
I mean, it's obvious that Bruce and Alfred are going to try to figure out what this kid is and where he came from and what is he made out of. Is he real? Is he from a test tube? Whatever may be.
Is this his twin?
Yeah.
Lost at birth?
We don't know. So, you know, technically he could be focusing all his energy on that and not really on the secret organization or the murder of his parents.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I think you're right that this is going to be a new chapter. But also I think that the organization of the two would probably renege on the deal before he would.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Wednesday, September the 28th, 2016. Mike says I'm right.
There you go. Write that sucker down because you are always wrong since I've known you. So there's Bruce. All right. Let's talk about Jim and Valerie Vale. They teamed up somewhat to go visit Barbara, which, by the way, was awesome.
Yeah, the whole Barbara scene was amazing. I love Barbara. I love her craziness. I want Barbara to be my best friend.
I put here, Barbara was awesome. She's great crazy. I love crazy Barbara. And she's crazy, but she's not crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, she's got that. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, she's smart, but she's loony.
Oh,
Come on now.
I love her. I love her. And the little story, the dream that she tells Jim before he walks out was hilarious. Kudos to that. Now, at the end of the episode, Jim now is no longer a cop. He's no longer a goody-goody. He's a bounty hunter. He's got testosterone pouring out of him, and Valerie's like, "Who are you, Jim Gordon?" And then,
I mean, come on, you knew that was going to happen.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen.
I mean, all the tension through the episode with him.
Yeah, I mean, I tweeted. Yeah, part of my tweet yesterday was Jim. Jim's I think he's a lucky bastard. Yeah, because he got to make out with.
I know you love Jamie.
So they do that, so it's obvious they kiss, and they probably did it. Right, they probably gonna wake up tomorrow next week, and they're gonna be like, "Oh my god," you know. And then it's, but then a choo-choo train shows up at Gotham. It's your favorite.
Yep, that's Lee. Why the episode is called "Burn the Witch" or "The Witch Burning."
No, that was not because of Lee. Okay, don't even say it. I mean,
why is she back? Why is she coming to destroy Jim's life once again?
I don't think she's coming back to destroy it. I think she's just coming back to to see what's going on with Gotham. Maybe she wants to see what's going on with him. Which is
No. She left because Gotham was too crazy to raise her baby.
Didn't he tell her to leave? Right?
No.
Whatever. I think it's going to cause a big I think Jim's going to handle it right. I mean, let's see. Okay, hold on. Let's
hopefully
look at this.
He handles it like he handled Barbara.
Well, I mean, he goes and he doesn't knock on the door. He could have. Okay? So to me, by him knocking on the door and him not making himself known because he looked at the window and saw her with another dude, it's obvious that he really didn't really want to be with her. That's the way I look at it. Like, if you want to be with her, you're going to knock on the door and be like, "Hey, I'm here. I got flowers. I don't know who this guy is. Let's talk." But he didn't. So do you think that now that she's there and she's going to see Jim, possibly with the girl, do you think Lee's the type of person that'll keep her distance? Or do you think she's going to wedge in between her and
Valerie? She's going to wedge.
You think?
Yes, she's definitely going to wedge.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to be interesting
to see.
She's
going to get so catty. That's what I don't like about Lee.
And don't think that Valerie Vale is going to get catty also and speak up too? Unless Valerie is just totally cool with it being a booty call.
No, Valerie's cool with it being a booty call.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to see what these people. I don't know. Either way, it's going to be really a sticky, if you get what I'm saying, situation with Jim and Valerie and Lee. Let's talk about Poison Ivy. Holy smokes.
You can say it now. Amy was
what? For Poison Ivy for Halloween?
Amy was right.
All right. Well, I mean, you did say last week that possibly when that dude touched her that she was going to go. Because we all knew, we saw on the internet, that Poison Ivy was going to be an adult version.
Yeah, we didn't know when it was coming.
We didn't know when it was coming. And we sure as hell didn't know how it was going to happen until we got introduced to this evil monster guy that could make you go old like a Benjamin Button and die.
Yeah.
So you're right. He touches her and halfway into that touch, she grows up. Holy smoke balls.
Which I'm kind of excited to see, but at the same time, I'm going to miss little Ivy.
I'm not.
She's a creepy little kid.
I'm not. I like this Ivy. I like adult version Ivy a lot better.
I'm sure you do.
Just saying. My tweet yesterday was # just watched # Gotham. One, holy crap balls, that felt like a finale. Two, Jim is one lucky bastard. And three, Poison Ivy, hubba hubba. That was my tweet yesterday after I watched it. Oh, she looked great in that dress.
She did. She really did.
Woo.
Now, did she kill the guy or she just hit him with the plant?
Was there a guy there? I didn't even see any guy or a plant. I just saw her.
The guy that she got the dress from?
Oh, yeah. No, she knocked him out with that plant because he put the plant in the garbage.
Yeah.
So it's obvious she's very attached to plants. I'm curious to see when this whole thing is going to happen that she starts using plants to, like the movie Poison Ivy, but I don't know. I don't know how much if they're going to dive into
that.
I don't know. I don't know. That's the curious to see how that's going to go. But she's hot. I don't know who she is. She looked great in that dress. Let's talk about Bullock and the police force fighting Mooney's monsters. I thought that was pretty badass. It was almost like watching X-Men. It kind of sucks that some of these monsters who had really cool abilities just died so fast.
They died really fast.
Like my dinosaur man and everything else. It was like a waste of his creatures.
The two that the mob killed that stayed back to protect fish.
Yeah. They burned them. this sucks. Because now, I mean, it's just Fish and the guy that can make people get old.
Yeah.
Emo. But no, that's just Mooney's group. But we don't even know what else has escaped.
No, we don't.
So that's going to be cool. Next week looks pretty. Did you see the commercial for next week?
No, I did not.
Oh, all I got to say is the wolves from The Walking Dead. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yes, I know the wolves from The Walking Dead.
No.
The crazy people.
A particular wolf from The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's right. He did join this cast, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I can't wait.
He's going to be in next week. It's going to be really, really cool. Let's see here. Speaking of mob and craziness and everything else, Penguin. So Penguin has the opportunity to kill Fish Mooney. That was the deal that Jim made with Penguin. Do you believe Fish Mooney on the reason why she spared his life? That she really...
Yes.
I do, too. And I think Penguins was shocked to hear that. I was very surprised. I really thought he was going to kill her.
No, because, I mean, she's like a mother to him also.
I know, but when he was like, Fish Mooney, I was like, do it. Because that would have just been... You know,
that would have been great. I would have been happy.
I know, because you're not a big fan of Fish Mooney.
No, I'm not.
And I'm not saying to kill Fish Mooney because I don't like Fish. I like Fish Mooney. I think she's a badass, bad villain. It's just that would have been like, I would have been like, oh! That would have been my cherry on the top of this felt like season finale episode. I mean, this episode was really, really good.
This episode was great. I actually watched it twice.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, yes. So, yeah, now she's spared. Now she's got Hugo Strange has got him. And, of course, they're going to hide out somewhere, and he's going to have to try to help her get well. But he's kind of said he can't fix her. He needs to
like, prolong it.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going
to
turn out.
If he wants to live, he would, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Pretend like he's doing something, but make it go on for quite a while.
Yeah, because if he doesn't, I mean, if she has no use for him, what's the point?
He's going to die just like Peabody did.
Yeah. Ooh, poor Peabody. I like Peabody.
I know. I liked her.
And that's pretty much it. I mean, there was a lot of really good parts in this episode. I really was like watching. I was like, is this a finale again? Is this a mid-season? Am I going to have to wait again? And sure enough, I saw the commercials like, whoosh, okay, we get another one. But yeah, this was a really good episode.
Gotham has not let us down.
No, they haven't. So
Fox knows what they're doing.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
10.
I give it a 10 as well. 10. Both of us.
Even though Lee's back, you know, I still give it a 10.
Dude, that is going to be, that was just all, that part there, because of course that was the last. Okay, you know, and I read the notes, and if you're tuning in right now, yes, I know I bounced around on everything else, but the end of this episode, that was like a serious, that was like almost whipped cream. Like the cherry would have been Fish Mooney dying, but the whipped cream was Lee on top of that sundae right there. Her there is just going to cause all craziness. And now, next week, you didn't see the commercial, it's going to be insane. Because I don't know if this guy, I can't remember his name that played the wolf, the main guy, one of the guys from The Walking Dead. I don't know if he's the Mad Hatter. If I read it right, I could be wrong, people that are listening.
I think I remember seeing that he's the Mad Hatter.
Okay, he hypnotizes, it looks like, and he's hypnotizing everybody.
And he is crazy enough. Like, his character on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, this guy's going to be good.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
So, next week.
And we do know that Gotham, you know, they never keep anybody dead for too long. So, I'm just ready for the Joker to come back. And I know everybody's like, he's not the Joker. Whatever. He was the freaking Joker to me.
He's going
to
be coming back. You watch. We'll see what happens. Better. All right. So, I think we're done, right?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. So, Amy, let everybody know how they can find you on the internet.
Well, they can follow Variety Radio Online. On our website, VarietyRadioOnline.com. We are on Twitter, the VRO, Instagram, Variety Radio Online, Facebook, Variety Radio Online. Me personally, it's Amy VRO on Twitter, and then Amy McCracken on Instagram.
Sweet. So just look up Variety Radio Online, and you can find all their stuff, people.
Exactly. It's so easy.
For me, you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Everything is there. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram. I watch Mike on Facebook, Mike the THA Movie Guy on Snapchat. And of course, once again, we're available on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Talking Gotham, and we're right there. And if you don't have that, you can find us at audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. I believe you also have an Audio Boom channel, right?
I do. It's Variety Radio Online.
See, there you go, people. See? Another, just search it, and bam, everything will come up. If you get on Good Shows, the app... If you're a fan of TV and movies, you can find us on there. I'm Mike the Movie Guy. Amy is Variety Radio Online, right?
Yep.
Cool. Good shows. If you're a fan of TV and movies, like I said, get on it. It's free, and we can talk Gotham there. And I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, I got nothing else to add.
Sweet. So next week we'll be back. Don't forget, every Monday night it airs on Fox Gotham. It's going to be interesting.
And then Mike and I will either talk Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll do that, people. All right, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing. Shout-outs to Gotham Addicts. Shout-outs to my peeps in Ireland. Good shows. Who else? I think that's
Lisa
it.
Lisa for not knowing what.
Whatever. She's going to learn the Evil Dead. She's going to learn the Evil Dead. All right, that's it, people. We'll be back next week talking Gotham. All right, say goodbye, Amy.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.